When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy, the show, the world's most trusted conspiracy theory podcast, with your hosts, Adam Todd Brown and Olivia Haidar.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Conspiracy, the show. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, my favorite co-host of all, no co-host, but I do have a guest. Atif Myers is here. Atif, how's it going?
It's going well. I honestly enjoy it whenever you do the no co-host. That's like my favorite fucking thing. I can leave now and I'll be happy.
Atif has been on, you've been on the Conspiracy Pod before, for sure. You were on the Malcolm X episodes.
I know that.
You've been on here on since, I think, though. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I think there was one we did where it was like a bunch of conspiracies, or it was like, or that might have been like a news roundup.
Yeah, that might have been a conspiracy news roundup. We do that. Either way, people know Atif, comedian, minister of happiness. I've changed the title in 2020.
The Discord hates me sometimes.
What do they hate you for?
The sauces was really fucking controversial. The UK.
Yeah, your opinion on the UK. Still one of my favorite podcast moments is you and Ethan Lawrence on the 500th episode. And Ethan very cordially invites you, if you're ever in the UK, to take you out and show you some of the better things about the UK. And you, in turn, invited him, if he's ever in the U.S., you said you would take him to Chili's to show him how much fucking better it is and everything he would show you in the U.K. Like, you did not let up on the gas at all.
But our conversation was, like, very pleasant. It was very pleasant, though.
It was great.
I think both of you were expecting me to come out guns blazing and just trying to fight. But I was like, no, I'll listen. Like, I like debating. I'll listen and be civil about it. I'm not like the other person and like the con man. Like, that was fucking rough. But like, me and Ethan we had a great time. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, Ethan rules. He's going to be on You Don't Even Like This Show again very soon. So we're doing a My Favorite Conspiracy episode. That means Atif is here to talk about a conspiracy that... not necessarily your favorite. Maybe it's your favorite.
It is my favorite. It's like, yeah.
That makes sense. This is a fun one. This is a conspiracy that doesn't hurt. It heals.
Yes. And it's also, well, I guess, in honor of Black History Month, I'm going with what I think is like the blackest conspiracy. And that's that Stevie Wonder can see. I honestly think he can see. And it's like a 70% of me is like, yo, he can fucking see. And so
this is a thing I have talked about before. There are some videos out there that are pretty interesting.
Damning, to say the least. I'm going to say damning. I'm going to go very strong with my words on this one.
And I think part of the reason we're doing this now is I just watched the documentary about the making of We Are the World.
Okay.
Which one is really good. It's very interesting. It was actually way more interesting than I even expected it to be. But also, one, there's a scene where Ray Charles asks where the bathroom is, and Stevie Wonder is the one who like pops up and offers to show him the bathroom, and then they just walk off together. It's like literally the blind leading the blind.
I've been asking you to do this for like months. I think there was one email where it was like, let us know your availability to be on Unpop. Sorry to break the fourth wall. And I responded with Stevie Wonder! Like I wanted this for so long. I was going to just jump right into it, but you talk. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, also, there's another moment where Stevie Wonder just makes a joke about him driving everyone home in the We Are the World documentary.
And that's a part of why I think he's faking a little bit, because he's way too cool about it. Does that make sense? So there's another fourth wall break. If you don't like this, listeners, I compiled the notes, so blame me. But there is a section called a TIFF speculation, and one of them is because he's way too cool about being the butt of blind jokes to be blind. Does that make sense?
Maybe he's just used to it by now. He's got thick skin.
Dude, but like, there was a commercial about him going up to Tracy Morgan and elbowing him. And big, what up, Tracy? And then Tracy's like, how do you do that? And it's like, dude, like, you're already super talented. The blindness isn't a hindrance at all. It's weird that you joke about it so often. Unless you're meta joking and knowing that you're not actually blind, but you got us thinking you're blind. So therefore, you're laughing at us laughing at your presumptive blindness.
That's deep. You're really thinking about this.
If there was like a shampoo commercial and they're like, a TIFF, we need you to be in it as a bald guy, I'd fucking be furious. I'd be like, don't, what the fuck? It's because I'm bald, you want me in your shampoo commercial? It's bullshit. But no. But if I had hair underneath the scalp and I'm like, I'm not actually bald, I'd do it all day.
You do make a good point in that I can't think of a whole lot of other people with disabilities at all who do commercials where that is like the joke. Like, because there's entertainers who have, you know, various disabilities. Marley Matlin, for example. I don't think I've ever seen her in a commercial where it's like, isn't it funny you can't hear, idiot?
Right. It's like fucking Stephen Hawking was in a commercial for like steps. Like, was it like
the one problem I can't figure out?
Yeah. Fucking dirtbag. No, he would never do that. But Stevie Wonder is, he's in like sketches where he's taking pictures. Like, he's way too cool. Ray Charles didn't even do that. Like, Ray Charles in like Pepsi commercials, just being himself as like the classiest beacon of drinking Pepsi.
So why do you say this is the blackest conspiracy?
It's the blackest conspiracy because mainly only like the black community has been calling it out and believes it. And also, unlike other black conspiracies, like, this one might not be true. Like, I think a lot of black conspiracies are actually right, where they're like, the government's putting crack in the community and the government got Malcolm X killed. Like, those are like, that's just news at this point. But like, Stevie Wonder still, like, the Stevie Wonder can see is still prevalent amongst, like, and no one seems to address it.
I didn't realize how widespread this theory was. There's websites about it. We'll, in a minute, talk about all the different celebrity stories about Stevie Wonder. I just remember seeing the microphone stand thing, and I was like, what the hell is that?
One of the videos I saw in research, some guy was like, you never seen him with a walking stick, like a blind stick. That's a good ass point. You've never seen him with a stick.
That is true. Yeah. But you do always see him
with someone.
With someone. Like, there's always someone nearby. And I don't know. Like, some of the arguments people make, I don't necessarily buy. Like, the clothes. Like, he's rich. He's got a stylist. Like, he wouldn't be picking out his own clothes if he could see.
That's true. And it's also like, no one's really going to let him go out in rags. Like, I don't even think he would even own that, you know?
Yeah, even then, there's a video I watched. It was a TMZ video, and it said it was Stevie Wonder addressing people who claim he can see, but he actually doesn't in the video. But he was landing at LAX, and he just had, like, a black T-shirt and black pants and a fucking do-rag on. So, you know, he doesn't always dress like he's in the I Just Called to Say I Love You video.
But his facial hair has been bad for like decades. He's had the worst mustache around the mouth, half goatee, half, I don't know what. It was bad. It's been bad for a while. Like, but I think that might be a part of the act, though. He's like, look at me try to cut my own facial hair.
Well, his hairline is getting severe, too.
Oh, like, yes.
It's a spectacle. And I do wonder, like if he could see it, would he do, would he be like, shave it off?
I don't think so. And like, who's going to tell him? Right. Unless he knows and it's a part of the act.
It could be. I mean, but what would, like, wouldn't it be a cooler story if he could see to like come out and be like, hey, guess what? Figured it out. I can see again. Like, that would be huge news. It would probably like, no, we don't like Stevie Wonder because he's blind. His music fucking rips.
Again, he's been killing it since the 60s, like since he was like 10 years old. Like, his music's unbelievable. Wikipedia has each decade he's been performing as like, in the 60s, it was just singles. The 70s, it was just classic albums, period. Like, who the fuck has a classic albums, period, right?
Yeah.
And like, an entire decade where they're like, he just made banger after banger. And then the 80s, he sold out. They're like, ah, this is when he's selling out. Like,
yeah, it was all trash.
But 20 years into a career, he's like, I guess I'm going to sell out now. You know, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's had a long run. Maybe he's just so talented and so creative that like pretending to be blind is the only way he can feel whole anymore. Like music is just so easy, but navigating the world as a blind person who isn't blind, what if his glasses make him blind? And that's the thing, like he can see, but just for the challenge, he goes out in the world not blind.
It's just crazy. And what, he's won 25 Grammys as well as a Lifetime Achievement Award in 96, which he was still making music in 96 and is still making music now. Like,
yeah,
it's a Lifetime Achievement Award in the middle of his career. And then only one of four artists who have won the Grammy for Album of the Year three times, with the Tim Sinatra, Paul Simon, which is a weird one, and then Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the Paul Simon one.
Right, the Taylor Swift one, not that surprising. But the Paul Simon, I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised there aren't more people who've won it three times. That's interesting.
Yeah, like not even like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Or Mariah Carey?
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Mariah Carey, Madonna, Prince. Like there's a lot of people that you would, that have like some real bangers that you would think. I don't know.
Beyonce has never even won one.
Yeah, that's a scandal. That's a scandal.
That's the next conspiracy. They're just hating on her.
So this theory you have in the notes, it rose to prominence in 2010.
Yes, because the video of We Are the World, where he catches the mic stand, resurfaced.
Oh, the White House performance, you mean?
The White House performance, yes. Sorry. He caught, so who ran by him? Was it like Sting? It was someone.
Wasn't it Paul McCartney?
It was Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney ran by him, hit the mic stand to get to like the piano. And then, but Stevie Wonder catches the mic stand. Like it was a 100 million catch for like anyone who can see. And he just fucking caught it and then puts it back.
Yeah. It is a weird video. That's the video that definitely got me on board. So I guess, yeah, I'm an OG. I'm on the ground floor of the Stevie Truther movement.
Right? Like how did he do that? Nobody knows how he did that. Like I even watched, there was a blind guy who broke down Stevie Wonder blindness. This, he broke down his whole conspiracy theory.
Well, how'd he do it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But he came, he tried to come to his defense. But I'm like, dog, you can't even see it either, man. Like, how are you defending him? He's just like, blind people do cool tricks sometimes. I'm like, everybody has cool tricks sometimes. Like, he's not Daredevil.
I know it does. At least I have read that, like, being a blind person, over time, your other senses are going to get a little more heightened and you're going to really like have a good sense of your body and like where it is in space. I don't know. But also, yeah, he caught that mic stand. So like maybe he just
perfectly
like heard Paul McCartney knock it over and go, whoo, and he just knew to reach out. I don't know.
But it was a perfect catch.
Knew what direction it fell.
Yeah.
What if he was trying to grab Paul McCartney's dick?
But how would he even know Paul McCartney's height? You know what I mean? Even then, like the echolocation, of like package hitting the pants, and he's like, there's this hog, and then he grabs it.
Yeah, I don't know. The mic stand video is very odd. Yeah, if we were a better podcast, we'd like have a blind person on to talk about this.
And again, I hope this isn't like disparaging like blind people. Like, we're not trying to do that. But this guy, if it is true he can see, he's been making a profit off of your pain for decades. Like, we're doing you a service.
I will say there are some of these celebrity stories that I think can be explained, even if he is blind. I couldn't find the Oprah video.
I remember watching this episode of Oprah where she gifted him a Bentley. And I was just like, he can't even drive. Why, unless he can see? Like, why on earth would you give him that? Right? Like, am I crazy?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a weird choice.
A Rolls Royce back in 04, because he sang at her 50th birthday party.
I mean, Stevie, he wants a cool car like anyone else. Why do you want Stevie Wonder sitting in the passenger seat of a fucking Hyundai or something?
But he can't fucking drive it. Like,
but I bet when people are like, nice Rolls Royce, Stevie, he's like, that feels
what's that? What is that? Describe it to me.
Did he say anything when she gave him a Rolls Royce?
Not. It was like, thank you. And like, everybody's like, what the fuck, Oprah?
Because I remember we gave George Bush hell for waving at Stevie Wonder. Remember that?
Yes.
He waved at Stevie Wonder and we were like, you insensitive fucking monster. Read the room. And Oprah's like, here's a Cessna. Learn to fly it. I'm sure blind people can fly planes, though.
I mean, there's less things to hit up there. So, I mean, they just got to get up.
How ironic would that be? Like, you can't have shitty vision and fly a plane. But I bet you can also be blind and fly a plane.
But like, so there's a Reddit post of today I learned Oprah Winfrey bought Stevie Wonder Rolls Royce as a thank you for singing happy birthday at her 50th birthday party. You click on the link, no longer exists.
Yeah, I couldn't find video of this.
They're scrubbing, and everybody on Reddit, it's like, does she know he's blind? I wonder if she also hired a driver for him.
I mean, he's got to have a driver, but
yeah,
like at some point, almost any gift, it's going to feel like, why are you giving that to a blind dude?
It's a good point. Unless the Braille book.
Yeah. So Stevie Wonder just gets books. That's the only gift we're allowing Stevie Wonder. Books, audio books, books on CD, books on cassette, things like that.
And this is why this conspiracy doesn't get taken seriously, is because it's very funny. Like, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's undeniably funny that Oprah Winfrey gifted him a car. It's not funny that he's blind, just like that LA comedian, Daniel Perez, who went on Price is Right and won a treadmill. Yeah. And thing to note about Daniel Perez, wheelchair. She's in a wheelchair.
Missing her feet.
Yes, missing her feet. So
yeah,
a treadmill was an odd gift for Price is Right.
So there's also pictures of him taking pictures of other people. Does that make sense? Like, there's a picture of him going around of him taking pictures of Michael Jackson.
Like, that is weird. That is weird.
And it's like the blind guy in the video where he's defending Stevie was like, we like to have fun sometimes. I'm like, yeah, that's funny, but like, Michael Jackson's into the pose. Like, he's really going hard at this pose.
Like, maybe there was just no one else around and Michael Jackson really needed that fucking picture. And he's like, Stevie, I need you.
Stevie, I need you to break character, but like, this outfit's looking fucking dope. I need this memorialized. You gotta do it, buddy.
I look like a sparkly band leader right now. Take this picture.
But also, like, this is like the only conspiracy that I feel like celebrities willfully talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But like, high profile ones.
You are right, though. Like, at least in this list of celebrities, it is exclusively black celebrities.
Yes. Like, Matthew McConaughey isn't out there like, yo, Stevie Wonder can fucking see, guys.
Is this going to be my niche? Is this going to be like my Beatles moment where I just steal from the black community and like run and make a career out of Stevie Wonder can see?
I hope not. That'd be fucking sad.
Like, I just go full Stevie truther all the time, all 5 episodes a week.
There's so many videos of it though, but like, I feel like a lot of those videos are like mean spirited where he's at like a basketball game and they're like, what the fuck does he need to, he can't see the game. Like, why does he have good seats? And I'm like, we're not doing that. here. Like, he could enjoy his life. It's a lot of, like, he's doing mundane things. Fuck this guy. He's lying to us.
And it's not just that. It's a lot of, why is he enjoying his life?
Yeah. I just think him getting a car is fucking sus. It's fucking sus, man.
Yeah, the car thing is weird. And, yeah, let's talk about some of the celebrity stories. Speaking of cars, Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie is like, oh, you know Stevie Wonder? I saw him driving in my neighborhood.
Well, he didn't say that.
He was backing out from his driveway. He's like, I saw Stevie Wonder backing out from his driveway.
Well, I've tracked down the video where he tells the story. And
okay,
he says that he and Stevie Wonder were both in the car. And Stevie Wonder, when they get in the car, for some reason, Stevie Wonder's like, I want to get in the driver's seat. Because he thought they were just like going to hop in this car to like talk or something. And either that or Lionel Richie was like, fuck it, you're Stevie Wonder. If you want to try and drive, go ahead. But he said Stevie Wonder turned the car on and then did that thing where you put your arm around the passenger seat and look behind you to start backing up. And that he started backing up, but then he stopped and like said, I gotcha. Like he was just joking.
Again, having way too much fun being blind.
Yeah. And where'd he learn the put your arm around the seat and look back thing?
Where did he know where the ignition was? Like Lionel Richie wasn't like, I saw him bumbling for the keys. It was smooth.
Yeah. Lionel Richie, I think, would have mentioned that if it took him like 22 attempts to get the key in the ignition. I assume he would have brought that part up. So yeah, I guess that is interesting.
But again, it was just like apropos of nothing. Like no one was like, tell us your best Stevie Wonder story. Like all these people are willfully giving up these stories.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Like the next one, Shaq, him and Shaq used to live in like the same apartment building. Right. And Shaq got on the elevator and then Stevie Wonder got on the elevator and was like, hi Shaq, how are you? And Shaq's like, how did you even know I was here?
Do you think Shaq has a scent?
Ooh, maybe.
Everyone has a scent. Every house has a scent. Like we all have our own fucking aroma. And Shaq's might just be pungent. Stevie Wonder might have like seen Shaq coming, so to speak, like before that elevator door even opened.
So like my dad was like an enormous guy. He was a very heavy set guy, right? But there's some parts of him he couldn't clean. So maybe Shaq is like the same way. Or he's just like, there's just a fold like right behind the 11th rib that he just doesn't wash. And it's just musty.
That could be. See, we nailed it. But then also, Stevie Wonder's a musician. We're also kind of ignoring the fact that he plays piano and is blind. So with Shaq, if this was a place they both lived, Stevie Wonder is going to have some muscle memory built up when it comes to hitting that button. And then, you know, like Braille, like all of those hotel elevator buttons tend to have Braille.
For sure. But knowing it was Shaq, like that's the weird part.
That part is weird. That part is weird. I bet it's a combination of scent and I bet Shaq breathes heavy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 1,000,000%.
Because he's massive. Everything he does is like a strain on his body.
Dude, I remember as a kid, I met Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
His kid was in the same class as me in like third grade, second grade. But I just remember him walking in the room and then like crouching to get in the door. And he was not even Shaq height. But I remember I walked up to him and I was like, yo, dude, could you pick me up so I can touch the door? And then a line of us kids, and he picked us all up so we can hit the door. He was like the nicest guy. He was the best.
That's great.
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover, I think I can explain.
Please, explain it.
Well, Donald Glover's whole thing is he wanted to use some of Stevie Wonder's music in an episode of Atlanta. And he said he was texting with Stevie Wonder about it. And that was his first thing. He was like, how does he even text? And it's like, of course, blind people can text.
Yeah, voice text, yes.
Voice, that's very easy. But his next thing was, well, Stevie Wonder was like, I want to watch the episode first. And that's where Donald Glover was like, what? How? What do you mean you want to watch the episode? And I know because I accidentally enabled it once. There's a setting on most TVs
yeah.
that it's like closed captioning, but for the movement. an action.
Yes.
So instead of the words popping up on the screen, there's a voice that's like, Stevie Wonder jumps in the car and starts the ignition. Stevie Wonder drives away. And I enabled it on accident somehow, but it was on a show called The Good Fight, which is a very weird and quirky show that does like strange shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And for like 10 minutes, I was like, is this going somewhere? Like, why are they having this like voiceover describe every movement? Like, how is this integral to the plot? And then eventually I was like, oh, this is for blind people. Yeah, that's what's going on here. This is for blind people.
The Donald Glover one, I think, might be it's the weakest one. Like, that one is the weakest one. But I forgot one. The Boy George one.
Oh, yeah, there's a Deadspin article.
Yes, I think one of Stevie Wonder's friends were like, they saw them choke Boy George at a party. Like, went up to him through a crowd of people and just choked them.
Yeah, that is an anecdote that's out there. There's just like no
proof.
Isn't it just someone saying they heard Boy George say in an interview? Like, you don't even have the Boy George interview.
No, it says the quote is "Holla back, boy." Now I know why I didn't put it in. to have seen Boy George tell an unknown interviewer about drunk memory of his, which Wonder choked him out. No, that's why it didn't happen. It was weak. The Stevie Wonder one, or excuse me, Steve Harvey one.
The Steve Harvey one I couldn't find. He like played a prank on Steve Harvey. Is that correct?
Sort of. So I got the Steve Harvey one and Lionel Richie one confused. Where Steve Harvey at like the end of an episode of Family Feud, it was in like the blind guy defending Stevie video. An episode of Family Feud at the end of it, he just does like a set where he's like, I fucking saw Stevie Wonder drive around in my neighborhood. Like, he could fucking see. Like, literally dropping F-bombs after Family Feud. It's like, he's like, he can fucking see. Like, he's fucking lying to all everybody. Like, he just goes off on Stevie Wonder.
Steve Harvey was cursing?
Yes.
Wow. Because he, like, very famously stopped cursing.
Correct. So that's why I was like, oh, damn. this is serious. If he's like, he can fucking see. Like, he's fucking lying to everybody. Like, he's like, I fucking saw him drive through my neighborhood. He's like, he was going slow, but he was driving through my neighborhood.
Wouldn't that be risky, though, if you're Stevie Wonder?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because it's not like he can just go to Subway or something. Like, everyone in the world is going to be like, you, sir, are Stevie Wonder.
But nobody are asking these people to say this is the crazy part. You know what I mean? Like, no one's like, what's your stance on Stevie Wonder's, if he can see or not? Like, they just are like, yeah, Nuggets are great. But Stevie Wonder can fucking see. Like, it's crazy.
The Anthony Anderson one, I thought, was a little interesting.
Where he's just saying, hey, I know he can see, put things in front of him and watch him dodge everything.
Yeah, because what he says is that they were at a party and Stevie Wonder just walked up to him and was like, hey, Anthony, will you take me over to the piano? And Anthony Anderson was like, what? If you just walked up to me and knew it was me, seems like you could just get to the piano too. What's going on? And he's like, Anthony Anderson seems serious about it. He's like, he had to start playing it off because he knows he slipped up, but Stevie Wonder can see.
And like, nobody's asking them. Like, wasn't Anthony Anderson there to like promote like a show? It was on a late night show. He was there to promote it. And then he just goes into this tangent.
Yeah. He was all dolled up too. So he was promoting something serious.
The most serious one is by Bomani Jones, though.
Bomani Jones we'll have to go into in detail, but we should talk about Chica.
Chica just said he can use Zoom.
Yeah, and in that article, she was like, that was for me. That wasn't for him. Like, we could have just talked on the phone, but I wanted to see Stevie Wonder.
Okay, that's another weak link.
You selfish monster, Chica. Wow.
The Bomani one is serious.
Yeah, the Bomani one, he really, really means it.
Where it's just someone taking a recording from their phone of a recording of a screen of Bomani going in on Stevie Wonder being able to see.
Yeah, it's a weird video. Bomani Jones must have like deleted it. I don't know where he was. It doesn't seem like he's doing a TV show, because Bomani Jones, for people who don't know, he's a very well respected sports journalist and commentator. He had his own show on HBO. I don't know if he still does.
It got canceled.
Yeah, the first episode, the guest was Stephen A. Smith, and it was one of the most obnoxious episodes of television. I've ever seen. It was Stephen A. Smith mostly talking about how he feels like he is as famous as the athletes he covers. It's like, no, you're not.
I could see his point to an extent, but it depends.
I mean, within the sports world, like if you're like a sports debate show person,
yeah,
Stephen A. Smith is super famous. But
that's the thing.
Outside that, I mean, he's on General Hospital too. So I guess there's that.
Is Stephen A. Smith on General Hospital?
Yeah, he has a recurring role on General Hospital. I forget what his name is.
What?
He plays like a shadowy figure on, yeah, what's his character name?
I have no idea.
Brick. His name is Brick on General Hospital. It's true.
I believe it. I believe it. Now, this Bomani Jones video, it's a four-parter, but it's clearly before he was doing well, right? Like, he looks very rough.
Well, it might just be an old video, too. Because this theory dates back to 2010.
Yes.
This could be him on a webcam in like 2K12 or something.
He's just saying that Stevie Wonder is trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. You go into it because I did not listen to this. I'm gonna be honest.
That's his main argument, is Stevie Wonder is going on Dancing with the Stars. And his whole thing is, can you do that as a blind person? And I think today we would call that being a little bit ableist, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my thought was, yeah, of course blind people can dance. Like, yeah. And I looked it up. Have you seen any of those Instagram videos where it's like NBA dance teams and there will be one girl doing choreography behind another girl? And
the
girl in front has to like figure out the choreography from just the sounds that are coming from behind her.
Yes.
And like 9 times out of 10, they're able to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm not blind and I didn't like take a course to confirm, but it seems like that's how it would work with a blind person on Dancing with the Stars. I also found, I mean, to give people an idea of just how possible it is, I found a link to someone who teaches ballet to blind people over the internet.
Damn.
So, yeah, Stevie Wonder could have been on Dancing with the Stars.
Like, let's just be real for a second. This conspiracy theory is like mainly ableist because it's like Stevie Wonder's too good at being blind. Like, it's like, there's no way a blind guy is this good at being blind.
Well, the whole theory is exactly what we're doing here. Like, it's people who aren't blind, who don't have this disability, not even asking people who do have this disability if any of this is valid. We're just like, listen, I know what I can do as a person who can see. And I'm assuming blind people can do none of it because how would you do it without your eyes? And, you know, it's because they got them daredevil senses everywhere else.
For sure. And the Bomani also saying that his friend sold Stevie Wonder 3 plasma TVs at once. Like Stevie Wonder dressing the same since 1972.
I like that, again, we're all assuming blind people just sit at home in either silence or they're only listening to music. They're never enjoying movies, never enjoying TV shows. Why would you even have a TV? You absolutely... What is wrong with you? Why give that TV back? Why do you have it?
That's where this theory is like falls apart and gets like kind of mean.
Yeah.
I am under the pretense like it's weird he fucking caught that thing, and it's weird he's like driving cars and is looking at people's phones. All the fun shit I get. Like if he's at basketball games, they're loud and he's like courtside, so he's hearing the game.
Yeah.
Like,
and I wouldn't be surprised if he's got like a thing in where he can hear it. Like,
yeah,
when I went to the US Open, that was a thing you could do. You didn't even have to be blind. You just had to have an American Express card, and for free, they would give you these little radios that you could attach to your ear that plays the ESPN broadcast. While you're watching the US Open.
Yeah.
I am sure he's got something like that. And also I like the gumption to sit courtside as a blind person. Like, that will fuck you to everyone else who could have maybe sat courtside. And you know, they're like, you couldn't sit in row 3, motherfucker.
You are blocking my view.
Guess we're all Stevie Wonder tonight. Thanks.
Those are, again, those arguments are like the more fucked up ones where it's like, he has money. He will sit courtside. If you saw him in the nosebleeds, that'd be the shocking part.
Yes.
Cause he can afford better seats.
Now that would be crazy. Just Where's Waldo, Stevie Wonder in the fucking row Z, section 343. Like, God damn. How do you even get up there? He's by himself.
He'll be at that seat that's like behind the pillar. Like, that's where people want him to sit, where you can't even see the court.
Like, yeah, just tell him he's courtside.
Again, and that's also everybody's comments. So like, why don't you just fucking lie to him? And it's like, you shouldn't lie to him. But like, dog, it's weird that he's driving. It's weird that he can catch mic stands. Like, and it's weird that he's cool with all these jokes about him. Like,
yeah. That part is, he's just a good-natured guy.
Do you have more on Bomani?
Well, it really is him kind of repeatedly going back to the Dancing with the Stars thing. And then he does go on a sort of rant about people getting mad about this theory. And his point is basically, I'm wishing vision on Stevie Wonder. You're wishing blindness on Stevie Wonder. Why am I the bad person? Like, I hope he can see. Like, that's what I want, which that's true. And I think that is the part that makes this conspiracy seem harmless.
Yeah.
Is the part where it's like, well, yeah, like, who cares if Stevie Wonder can see? And I still maintain, like, cool, that's great. If Stevie Wonder, like, regained his vision at some point and is just pretending, that's great. I'm happy Stevie Wonder can see again.
Right. Like, because it's not like he directly profited from being blind, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, he's not like a 24/7 GoFundMe because I'm blind and just stealing people's money. He's one of the most talented musicians of all time. Like, yeah. That's it. So, and again, I think that's also why this conspiracy is just so much fun, is because he's an enormous success. And it's just kind of funny if he just wasn't blind and he was just fucking with everybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's mostly harmless. It's just it's that so much of it. And it just kind of like registered as we were recording this, that like so much of it boils down to, well, blind people can't do stuff. And like, of course they can. Like, and like, think about, all right, like, imagine you were blind. And you had to walk to the store, the nearest store.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if someone put goggles on you that made you blind and you had to walk to the store. You would die. Like, you'd probably die in traffic or of a fall or something. Yep. But then at the same time, think about what a blind person needs to make that journey. Like, basically a stick and for the fucking crosswalks to be like, go, go, go. Yeah. And that's it. They got it figured out. So
yeah,
like, once you get that part down, I bet it's a lot like playing guitar, where you just get fucking better at it as goes on. And eventually it's like, you kind of have eyes, I bet. Like, the rest of your senses probably get a little more fine tuned. I would sure as shit hope.
For sure. And it's like, again, I think we've done a good job of not being like, what the fuck? He shouldn't be enjoying himself. Like, nah, dude, go do your thing. But it's like, it's weird that you can catch things. It's weird.
It is. The mic stand thing will always be weird to me, because that's so quick. I would at least expect that it would just fall and Stevie Wonder would be like, what was that? What happened?
It was like when Daredevil caught that brick in like the Spider-Man movie.
It's an impressive video.
Yeah. Here's my speculation, okay, about what adds this fuel to me, is I saw him live. He maneuvered around a stage like a pro. Like, he didn't have no one helping him. That was fucking crazy. But this one is my, no one mentions this, but it's like my rapper theory, okay, where so many rappers use Stevie Wonder as like a line, right, yeah. Where they're like, you can't see me, you're blind like Stevie. Like, every rapper said that. And Stevie Wonder has yet to be like, fuck you, don't make fun of me. Like, he's been like a metaphor for brokenness, and he's not once defended himself.
Yeah, but he might just not care, you know? Maybe he doesn't listen to rap music.
someone on his team has got to be like, Stevie, you know they're associating you with being broke, right? Like, right? Am I crazy?
I actually don't see that being a thing Stevie Wonder would care about. He's Stevie Wonder. For one thing, he's got to worry about being blind. So that's
fair.
Probably occupying a bunch of his time.
I just wish he'd be like, yo, stop using me as a fucking bar. Like, I'm not a fucking bar. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, he comes from a different time. He's probably so used to it now that,
yeah,
like, it just probably doesn't register with him at all.
I didn't say it was a strong theory. I'm just like, yo, if someone was like, you're a myth, you're not a myth, you're blind like a tiff, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so fucking mad. I'd be so mad.
But I mean, hey, any publicity is good publicity. Even a conspiracy podcast about how you might not actually be blind.
But again, in conclusion, there are levels to blindness. Just because you're legally blind doesn't mean that you can't see anything. There's a picture of him without his glasses on. He looks super blind. I was going to say, like, his eyes are, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's got great vision. And normally, no. I know, don't judge a book by its cover, but eyes, you can kind of look at him and go, oh, you're not using those for what they're for.
Yeah. And if he's been faking for this long, it's fucking impressive. Like, I'm not even mad. It's like, damn, you fooled everybody. You get up to a point where you already made it and you're still doing it.
Yeah. What if it's just that he's such an icon to the blind community that he's like, fuck, I can't let him know. It came back. It came back. I can see. I remember one of those craziest stories I've ever heard. There was a woman who was blind, and for one of her birthdays, she and her husband decided to parachute.
Okay.
Out of a plane. You know, as opposed to all the other things people parachute out of, Zeppelin, helicopter, things like that. Helicopter would be a smooth parachute experience. While she was on the way down, she heard a popping noise in her head, and like 3 days later, she could see again. And they have, like, doctors had no fucking clue what happened, but maybe it was something like that.
Well, that's like with LASIK, how that got founded or discovered is because, like, someone was like in a car accident and they got a bunch of glass in their eyes. So they had to take out all the glass. And then when the eyes healed themselves, like, the dude's vision was better. So they were like, why do we just keep cutting people's eyes? Like, this seems to work.
Yeah.
But I'm like 70% sure that I believe this conspiracy, but not for the dickish reasons. Like, I'm in no way being like, he shouldn't enjoy himself. Like, he's rich as shit. Fucking go crazy. But the car, I don't know why you need that. It's a weird gift to give a blind guy. And the fucking catch, the mic stand catch, is insane.
Yeah, that video will always, that will always hold a place in my heart. Even if it can be explained. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That was Stevie Wonder in that moment. Like, and are we sure Stevie Wonder's completely blind? Because
no.
I think I've heard that thing where he, like, sways Wiggle. From side to side. I feel like I've heard that that's because some blind people can, like, see a little bit of light and shadows and stuff. And
oh.
That it's him following that. But that's just me. That's just me riffing. I would have to do more research into blindness. And again, we are not that kind of podcast.
No.
Come on. What do you think we are?
No. And I hope this hasn't offended anybody.
Oh, it certainly has, probably.
Really? Oh, I think this is a very harmless conspiracy theory. Like,
yeah, and I don't think people will be offended, because I feel like we did do a decent job of pointing out that, hey, this is a little blind people can't do shit.
Yeah.
As far as conspiracy.
Those people are so mean. No. I saw some of the videos where he's like, what the fuck? You should fucking, why is he at a Knicks game? How the fuck does he know the Knicks are? It's like, relax. He doesn't need to know that.
Yeah. Like, and I'm sure, like, you hear the descriptions of stuff and you can probably just sort of piece it together in your head.
Yeah.
Like, a backboard, that's pretty self-explanatory. Hoop, ball, put the ball in the hoop. Names, people. Some people do it more than others. Like, that's all, like, people were listening to sports exclusively on the radio for a long, long, long time before TV.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's just zany. It's just too, it's a super zany conspiracy theory.
I mean, the courtside seats thing, if anything, just strikes me as a waste of money.
But he has plenty of it. So yeah, like,
he's got money to waste, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get why people like cling to it, because I mean, it's like a lot of conspiracy theories in that most of it is rooted in stuff we don't know. Or like the people pushing the theory, like, we're clearly not experts on blindness. And no. I'm sure if someone would just ask, all of these things can be pretty easily explained. Like, because again, we explained some of them. Like, I guarantee him watching Atlanta is like, TVs are set up for that. Like, they do that now.
And Shaq probably fucking smells like ass. There's no way he's washing everything. He's not getting behind his kneecaps.
Right? And yeah. The elevator thing, like, I'm sure if it's a place he lives, I'm sure he's comfortable enough with where the elevator button is to like use it himself. Like, again, blind people use elevators all the time.
And again, I don't think I'm not mad. You don't seem mad that like on off about him maybe being able to see. Everybody's so mad at him that are truthers of this. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. I don't know why a person would be mad at this.
Like, so,
is it like cultural appropriation, or is it like he's stealing his act from the blind community? Like, what is there to be mad about if Stevie Wonder was faking this?
It's like the most harmless conspiracy theory. Like,
yeah,
that the government was behind 9/11. Lives were lost. No one's losing their life because fucking Stevie Wonder might be acting blind.
Yeah, we're not really accusing him of much other than like making his life harder in public than it needs to be. I don't know.
And being funny, being very funny.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder does seem like a character. That's a thing that comes up in the We Are the World documentary, dude, too.
He's just way too amped about being blind and making jokes about it. That's the off-putting part.
Yeah, and he does do it in that documentary.
Oh my God. It's like, Stevie, we get it. All right. You're fine, man. We love you for your music.
Here's a fun sidebar. Do you think you can guess who the rowdiest, drunkest person in the room was when they recorded We Are the World?
Sting.
Al Jarreau.
The fuck is Al Jarreau?
I guess you'll have to look him up. Like, he's an older singer. Like, he's definitely not the kind of singer you would think of as being the fucking drunk guy in the room, but he was so hammered. I don't know who Al Jarreau is. Wow. Well, fine. Never mind. I take it back.
No, I mean, now that I'm seeing him, like, I've heard some of his shit. But I think he was just like super happy to be there.
No, he was, they talked about it. He was like pounding bottles of wine, waiting around to sing his like one line in the song.
Oh, no.
And by the time they finally got to him singing, he was trashed. He barely sing that one line. It was pretty great.
It was the '80s, man. Like,
yeah.
It's fine.
So I think that's our episode, right?
Yes.
I think I still land on the side of Stevie Wonder being blind, but superhero blind, like the kind of blind that can catch your falling mic stand.
I'll agree to that. I can agree. Yeah. That is very plausible. He's Stevie Wonder's daredevil.
Yeah. Like, Stevie Wonder is good at music. Like, he's one of the best ever at music. It should not shock anyone that he might be the best at being blind. Like, he might be the maestro of being blind. Like, he might be able to drive and still be blind. Stevie Wonder. His last name is Wonder, Atif. Well,
it's actually like Judkins.
Yeah.
His name's Steveland.
Steveland Hardaway Judkins.
That's the weird part. His name's Steveland.
Yeah. That's at least he never has to read his real first name. See how weird it looks in print. Because it's not right. And Steveland's not even spelled right. It should be spelled like Cleveland. And it's not. It's like Stevland.
Yes, and I copied that right from Wikipedia. So, like, it's not like I fat-fingered it.
Has his name been Stevie Wonder this whole time? That's the conspiracy. So, all right, we did it.
We did it.
Atif, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Thank you. I hope the notes were good enough. Stevie Wonder is an icon.
Yeah, you are actually the first person to do notes for one of these. Normally people just show up and talk. So I appreciate
really?
It. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I felt like this is a lot, probably a lot how like Stevie Wonder would do it.
Like, very bad. Have
someone else do the notes for him and then the computer read them. Yeah.
Hey, I thought it's what you have to do if it's your own conspiracy. That seems weird to throw something at you and have you do homework.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What do we have to plug before we get out of here? We got a new merch store, youdontshow.link/shop. You can buy Conspiracy the Show shirts there. Go do that. And follow me on Instagram at Adam Todd Brown. Atif, what do you got?
Just add Atif Myers on Twitter and Instagram. I'm working on things. I don't know if I can talk about them, so I'm not going to.
All right. All right. Let's get out of here. Atif, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
People of Earth, your planet is about to be destroyed.